This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In a few minutes, for the first time ever, a Sioux Indian is awarded the nation's highest military honor.
We go to Germany now. A debate is raging there over how well people of Turkish descent are being integrated into German society. Many Turks came to Germany as so-called guest workers decades ago. Their children and grandchildren were born and grew up in Germany, but as Kyle James reports, even they have a hard time calling it home.
19-year-old Erkan Balci talks with some friends outside a Burger King in northern Berlin. He hangs out in this neighborhood a lot, since he lives just down the street. Still, this young man whose parents are from Turkey doesn't feel like he really belongs in his native country.
Even though I am born here and, in my opinion, am well integrated, I'm not seen as a German. They just look at me differently, like I'm a foreigner.
As Balci gets on a bus and heads toward a friend's place, he says being Turkish in Germany means enduring a constant stream of small, everyday snubs, and those add up over time.
You see the rejection in the faces of people when they won't talk to you, even when you ask them directions or something. So you cut yourself off from them. I see that I'm not accepted, so I don't give a damn about them either.
Balci is one of a large group of second and third generation Turks who were born here and grew up in Germany, but often have little contact with Germans. A study this month found that one in three Turkish youths has no German friends at all. Some don't speak good German. School dropout rates are high. There's often trouble with the law, and their chances of getting a good job are slim. Some community leaders fear the sense of exclusion could lead to the adoption of radical political views. Integration is not a new topic to Germany, but it became news again after a fire took the lives of nine Turks in the city of Ludwigshafen earlier this month. After the tragedy, accusations began flying about a possible racist arson attack. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who was visiting Germany, went to the scene. Turkey sent its own fire investigators, uninvited, and that rattled many Germans, who felt their sovereignty was being undermined. And even though politicians called for calm between the Turkish and larger German communities, the tension showed that almost half a century after Germany's first wave of Turkish workers arrived, mistrust still runs high.
What do you expect if you tell them over decades that they are not welcome?
Karin Schönwelder of Berlin's Social Science Research Center says up until a few years ago, politicians used to insist that Germany was not a country of immigration, even though there are 2.5 million Turks living here. She says unlike the U.S. melting pot, Germany's tradition is more exclusive.
I think it has been made extremely difficult for them to describe themselves as Germans, because Germany does not offer a national identity that is open to immigrants. This being German still has a very strong ethnic notion.
Akgün. Dankeschön.
Lala Akgün arrived in Germany from Turkey when she was 9 years old. She's now a parliamentarian. She says while there are a lot of examples of successful integration, there are too many young people of Turkish descent who have lost their way.
When you consider that in 10 years, about 38% of all children under 6 will have an immigrant background, or in some cases 48%, we've got to develop the idea of a common house, Germany, for everyone. Or we'll have two houses, and we can't afford that.
Back in northern Berlin, Erkan Balci is at his friend's apartment, using his home recording studio. With the help of a social services program, Balci has gotten into hip-hop. He writes about his experiences, about being poor, about feeling shut out from the place he was born. And he's hoping to make it big.
I can imagine life would be really cool then. You'd have more money than you need. You'd have people who admire you, who listen to you, who want to get to know you. That would be a nice feeling, I think.
For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.
Es gibt kein Geld, ich muss jeden Cent zusammenkratzen. Und wenn's nicht reicht, müssen wir halt noch eine Runde hasseln. home to home.